Hello again, this is Mark, the webmaster for beyondvibration.org. I'm with Diana Ross. The topic for this interview, for this conversation is balance. Sorry, that's not it. Letting go of fear and paranoia. Diana, what would you like to say about letting go of fear and paranoia?
Well, you cannot ascend or do your spiritual work if you are dragging behind fear and paranoia and doubt, self-doubt behind you, because they're like these huge bags that you're trying to drag, and they weigh you down and keep you from being able to walk into your future with the lightness that you need. And fear is probably the most prevalent one that we encounter today, because we're fed fear in all of the media and in most of our lives and in the religions that most people follow. If we don't do such and such, we're going to hell, or if we don't fight a war, we're all going to be bombed with nuclear bombs. And you see this day after day after day. And it's very insidious in that it creates a fear base in your mind, in your physical mind, that can be very difficult to overcome. And fear also will lead to paranoia. It leads to conspiracy theories. The government is out to get me. They're building FEMA camps, or they're controlling the weather, or HARP caused the tsunami in Japan, and all of these kinds of theories that we're being controlled, and that the aliens are here, and they're going to steal our souls, and all of these conspiracy theories. And in the bottom line is that they don't really matter. If you're doing spiritual work, you're beyond that type of thinking. The conspiracy theory, the fear base is not going to prevent you from doing your spiritual work, because that's done in your soul. And as long as you are able to let go of the fear and the doubt and the need for validation and the need for proof that your physical mind is going to throw up as a roadblock to connecting with your soul, if you can let go of that, you're going to find that you feel so much lighter, and it's so much easier to connect with the spiritual, and you move so much faster. Some people are able to do it when they're young. Some people aren't able to do it until they're quite elderly. But what matters is that you keep trying to let go of the fear, because fear is what's killing the human race right now. We have to let go of fear, and we have to begin to move towards the spiritual in our ascension.
There's one thing that a question I have with this, and that all makes a lot of sense. So there's one question that comes up for me is, having done a lot of work with semantics in working with myself and with others, is that I wonder what a person can use for words that they speak to themselves, because I can just picture. I can picture a lot of people saying, oh, I shouldn't feel any fear, I shouldn't feel any fear, rather than, which actually, to my thinking, helps you focus on fear, because the focus is still on the concept of fear. And if one is saying courage, I want to feel courage, about this, then it's it's the positive of, or something that's in the positive of what you want rather than what you're trying to overcome.
Absolutely. Because if you constantly are thinking about what you're afraid of, you're putting up static and roadblocks that will forever prevent you from coming out of that fear. And putting yourself in a box where you're just contained in fear. So what you want to do is you want to put yourself into places of non-fear. Connecting with the earth is good. Going in nature, going on a hike, just sitting on your front porch listening to the birds, rocking a baby, just anything that takes you out of the fear, thinking about conspiracies, puts you in a positive place. And when you're in the positive place, you can allow the fear to slip away. And the more positive you become, the more you're able to not fear things. You're going to find the courage to do what it is that your soul wants you to do, to have the compassion, to be a volunteer, to help a neighbor, to mow a neighbor's grass because they're too old. All of those kinds of things take you out of your fear mode, and they put you more into your ability to be positive and do positive things. And so when you're doing more and more and more positive things, then you are spending less and less time on the negative things.
Oh, okay, that's making sense. And just so that you know, we're getting a little bit of noise sometimes. Someone maybe just make sure that you're not touching. It could be something else, but just to minimize that. Is it something that we haven't spoken about, but that comes to mind for me is that there's, that fear for me has for a while now, seemed the opposite of greed, and that fear and greed are polar opposites, but that there's also, but that's, the equanimity between fear and greed and being centered is, not getting lured by fear nor greed. Is really the way forward in a place of centered between those. Do you see that as well?
Yeah, I see greed as a form of fear, because if you aren't afraid, you don't need to be greedy. In other words, people who think they have to have a lot of money are very often mortally afraid of having no money. They're not willing to walk their path with the faith that they will have what they need. It's not about who lives in the biggest house, who has the most money. The most important people on earth are the people who are working simply to help others, and who live very simple lives that don't use much of the resources of the earth, because she's basically taxed to the brink of extinction right now. And it's definitely not about greed. And fear and greed and all of those are negative, but you hear about, you know, the stock market and the 401ks and, you know, the housing market and you know, buy a bigger house. And those are, when you get into the house, it may make you feel happy for a week or so, and then you're probably wondering, why did I buy this huge house? I don't need this much. This is just, you know, being greedy. So at least that's the way I do it. I try to live my life as simply as possible, using as little as I can, recycling as much as I can, My yard is registered with the National Wildlife Federation as a backyard wildlife habitat, even though I live in a suburb, so that I make my yard available for the wildlife. And it's just doing little things like that that pull you out of the fear and pull you out of the need for greed.
Thank you very much. That's excellent. I think that when you're talking about this, that really is a great lead-in to those who are listening to this and maybe haven't looked further on the website. A lot of the reason why this website was born was because Diana and I both are really keen to see a move towards the new planet, and this that will be a topic of other beyond vibration is the reason for this website. This is just one topic, but really that ties in, doesn't it?
Yes. What we're doing with these interviews is we're slowly walking up the stairs to the website. And by listening to each of these in order, by the time you get to the beyond vibration, you will understand a lot more what I'm talking about and what you're talking about. But it sort of requires that there's a little bit of discussion about things that lead up to where we're going. Because we're going to be talking about a quite advanced system of play of way to get to the new earth. We're going to get into that, and that's the main reason for the site.
Yeehaw! Well, thank you, Diana. That sounds fantastic.
Okay.
Do you have anything else you want to say about this?
No, I think that covers this. Thanks, Mark.
Beautiful. Thank you, Diana.